This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. By now, you've probably all heard about the mass shooting in Orlando at a gay club called The Pulse. It's the largest mass shooting in the history of the United States. And, of course, there's been a lot of reaction in Michigan across the state. Joining me right now is the executive director of Equality Michigan, Stephanie White. So, Stephanie, first of all, what is the LGBT community saying and feeling right now about the great loss of life in Orlando?
Gosh, Lester, thank you for having me. We are sad. I think, by and large, the biggest emotion that we're feeling is sad and, again, worried. You know, this is the nature of hate crimes. Hate crimes affect not only the direct victims, but all of us who are members of the same community as the victims. So in this case, you know, it was a crime against gay and LGBT people, and we are all feeling it.
I heard you on Michigan Radio's newscast talking about this just shows that people still see us as disposable, second class, other, a valid target. That's pretty strong language. Is that the feeling right now?
That is the feeling. And it's not just after a mass shooting like this. If you talk to LGBT people around Michigan, particularly trans women of color who have faced so much violence day in and day out, a lot of minor hostility and aggression that just keeps you feeling nervous. For a big part of our community, I will say that marriage equality has been huge and has been wonderful. And for a huge segment of our community, we live day in and day out in relative safety. You know, I live here in Ann Arbor, have a beautiful little suburban house, and I feel safe. But for a equally big part of our community, we deal with this kind of threat often. And it is unfortunate, but when our government fails to say all citizens should be treated equally under the law, then and unfortunately, we have lawmakers and community leaders of different faiths and religions all saying we should advocating for violence against LGBT people, then there are unstable people in society who take it too far.
Some of the hatred I've seen on social media about this, hatred towards the LGBT community, applauding this shooter's massacre. It's always shocking. You see it often, especially if you're in the news business and you read the comments on articles. But to see it after a tragedy like this seems to magnify it somehow. I'm wondering how you're and the community is responding to the hate that's being spewed in the wake of this shooting.
I mean, I think we respond as we have been responding through the generations. If you remember, lots of us know, but some people forget, the gay pride movement was founded as a peaceful response to violence against us. It's a defiance of this effort to scare us. So in 1970, the first gay pride parade was held in New York City in response to the Stonewall Uprising of 1969 as the anniversary. This is what we do. People threaten us with violence, we stand up and say, no, we're not going away.
In fact, there was a vigil there last night. There have been vigils all across the state of Michigan. In Ferndale, the mayor, Dave Coulter, has asked for greater police presence. The sheriff, Sheriff Bouchard of that county, has also said he would increase. Do you think that's a wise idea as these vigils continue? And do you think it's a good idea that we see a greater police presence around gay clubs around the state? Or is that overkill? I mean, gay clubs are supposed to be a safe place for the LGBT community.
Right. Gay clubs are supposed to be a safe space for the LGBT community. You know, frankly, everywhere in America should be a safe space for the LGBT community. Kroger, you know, should be. And, you know, they're a good ally company, and they are. But I want to say about the policing, unfortunately, sometimes when you have violence like this, you see copycat crimes. And it is a good idea for the police to at least be aware. I'll leave it to them to decide the best way to do that, whether visibly or in ways that we don't always notice. I want to really thank Police Chief James Craig from the Detroit Police Department for having a great presence down in Motor City Pride.
Right, because the Pride event was going on while this was happening.
Exactly. Yes. We had, you know, tens of thousands of people in Detroit marching through the streets and in Hart Plaza, and it was really a wonderful, uplifting environment to be in response, again, to the violence.
I talked about hate toward LGBT, but people, because the shooter was Muslim and claimed to be doing this on behalf of ISIS, there's also been a lot of hate spewed toward Muslims. I've noticed that different human rights groups and others have been saying, hey, don't use this for another excuse to hate another group.
Right.
Has Equality Michigan made a statement about that?
We're sending out an official statement today that is more kind of united in that we understand that people who advocate for violence and practice violence against marginalized groups tend to do it indiscriminately against lots of groups. And we understand that religious extremism is dangerous of all varieties, not just, you know, Islamic, but Christian extremism and violence is present here in the United States already and has been for decades. So, you know, we don't distinguish based on that. I also want to say, you know, yesterday one of the first calls I got was from Muzamil Ahmed from the Michigan Muslim Council, who reached out to say, you know, we're in solidarity, we stand with you. And he and I have been in conversation about working together to support each other.
The issue of LGBT rights in Michigan has come up in the wake of this shooting. But I'm wondering, what does the pursuit of LGBT rights have to do with a shooting like this, an incident like this?
You know, violence always happens in America, unfortunately. So I don't want to say – you can't say that there's any sort of magic bullet to end kind of violence. But we know that when our government and community leaders fail to stand up and say that all Michiganders are equal under the law, then it does send a signal to people that some Michiganders are less than, like I said, you know, earlier. And so it's important for our state and for our community to say, no, here in Michigan, we believe that all Michiganders should be treated equally under the law. You shall not discriminate against people based on who you love or how you dress.
Stephanie White is Executive Director of Equality Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.